Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolebova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Be Strong Minded. And this time, another quickie where I'm going to be sharing with you how to change your mindset and the way you talk to bring even more peace and freedom and flow in your life. Because that's what we really want, isn't it? Don't we all want a little bit more of freedom, laid back, a little bit less hustle? If you're in, make sure to tune in. You know, I remember when I look back, when I was going through the motions, when I was in a corporate job, and I felt like from the very first thing in the morning when I opened my eyes, I was feeling like, oh my gosh, I should go work out. I should just have a shake for a breakfast. I should do these emails right away. All of my day from when I woke up, it was always should. There was so much weight on me from the shoulds and the must and have to. I have to go to the gym. I should be wearing this. I shouldn't be saying that. I should be helping my friends. I should and should and should. Are you still there? Are you still in the place where you're feeling like you should do this, you should do that? And today I'm here just to give you a permission to do whatever feels good to you. Because if you are doing things from the place I should, there is a resistance, there is a heaviness. Like even if you say, I should go out with my friends. And what you really, really, really want, it's just to stay home, chill with a book, have a popcorn, have a glass of wine, and really turn off everything. Because that's what I do most of the times on the weekend. I just want to turn off and I just want to relax. And when I feel that I should be doing this or that, it's heavy for me. And I don't live in that place anymore. So ask yourself, where in your life you're still shooting yourself? I should do this. I should do that. I shouldn't be saying this. This is not nice. You are really putting yourself in a box. You're putting yourself in the boxes of expectations of other people. And let me tell you, what other people think or do, it's really, really, really none of your business. Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. If you're someone who has hit somewhat of glass ceiling in your personal and or business life, and you feel lost and unsure why, maybe even frustrated with it, I hear you. Here is the thing that happens when we hit a block in either business or personal life. It's because there is an internal blind spot that we aren't seeing and working through. It's because there is some sort of hidden belief that it's holding us back from leveling up and serving the world in the way we really desire to. It can be embarrassing and hard to step back and want to put in the work to bring our inner battles to surface. We want to keep pushing down the traumatic relationship, the lack of confidence, self-hate, down to the depths of us when nobody can see it. But sister, that's what's keeping you stuck. If you're ready to finally get out of your own way, dig deep and dissolve those eternal bottles that are keeping you in a lackluster life, then I'm here for you. Head over to my link, calendly.com/bestrongminded, to set up a free 1-on-1 call with me so we can begin getting you into a state of abundance, joy, and closer to all of your desires. No more excuses. You deserve this. I will see you on our call. And now, back to today's show. Because everybody is so involved in their own small bubble, in their own small world, that you can never keep everybody happy. And I've tried. I try to keep up happy my family. I try to keep up my relationships happy. I try to keep up my bosses and a corporate job and my clients. And there was never a time that I would ask myself, what do I really want? What do I really, really want to be doing? What do I really want to say? What do I really want to wear? Because I was always thinking about the shirts. I was always thinking about other people's expectations. And honestly, if you don't take care of yourself, letting go of all the shoulds, really focusing on what makes you feel good, then it really doesn't matter what you do. No matter what action steps you take in your business, in your life, in your work, in your relationships, if it's coming from the place of should, I should clean, I should cook, how can you turn it around? How can you say, what could I do? I could wake up 15 minutes earlier and just to get in my meditation. I could wake up and go do my workout. You could do that, right? But when you say, what could I do? It's coming from place of empowerment. It's coming from place of choice. And that's what we really all want. We all want the freedom. We all want the flow. We all want to be in a place where we are feeling that we are the decisions makers. Because if you didn't know, let me tell you, you are the creator of your life. You don't have to do anything, and everything you're doing is by choice. If you're cleaning the house, if you're going in the morning to the work, nobody's holding gun by your head telling you, you have to do this or you will die. I hope at least it's not this way. But most of the time, we put ourselves in the position that we force ourselves to do things. Like, I should have sex, I should be cooking because, you know, like my lover or my partner, they love when I cook. I should be wearing this because that's what's the fashion right now. Does it really feel good? Or are you doing it because you think you should? Just feel the difference in your body when you say, I should do this, I should do that. And what if you say, I could do this. I could do like a delicious dinner. I could clean the house because I know how good it feels afterwards. I love how the fresh laundry smells. I love folding the hot laundry. I could go for a walk with my dog today so I can clear my head. I could go and do some yoga tonight just so I can have time with myself. So really, really tune in and think about it. How can you change I should into I could? I want to hear about it. Let me know in the Instagram stories. Share with me what the shoulds were in your life and how you can turn them into the coulds. Because once you change the way you think, your life will change. I promise. I love you. You have a beautiful day and we will talk soon. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. To share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, you will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be.strongminded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text be.strongminded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you, and I love sharing this life being with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right, tap the album for the podcast, and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.